Lightning Components Framework comes with a set of system events to notify components when the framework does something important. For example, init event is sent to every component when they are initially loaded. Similarly, re-render event is sent when the framework thinks a component needs to be re-rendered due to a button click or change in some attribute value. But when there are multiple components, multiple events are triggered within each component and in various order. Understanding when these events are triggered and in what order can help us write better code and also identify potential performance issues due to things like race condition, re-rendering, and more. An example app. To understand it better, let's build an app whose structure looks like the following. A standalone app, main app that contains a single component, parent component. Parent component contains two child components, child 1 and child 2. Further, child 1 component has two child components of its own, sub child 1 and sub child 2. Below picture shows the actual app itself. It simply prints logs when a system event is triggered. To play with it. 1. Click here to install the Lyft Cycle app. 2. Open the app in Chrome. 3. Open Chrome.js debugger to see logs. Test 1. Initial load. Let's look at what happens when the app is first loaded. Init, in JS controller, render, in renderer, and after render, in renderer, are called and in the following manner. Test 2. Passing data via attribute. It is common to pass data from one component to another as an attribute. Let's see how system events are triggered when that happens. In this case, when plus 1 button in any of the three components is clicked, the value of num is incremented and is passed to the other components via attribute. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Scenario 1, click on plus 1 button in main app. Scenario 2, click on plus 1 button in parent component. Scenario 3, click on plus 1 button in subchild 1 component. Summary. When there are multiple components, system events are triggered in phases. For example, init is called for each component and then in second phase render is called for each component and so on. The order in which events are sent across components differs a lot. Some start from top-level component first and some from innermost child component. If you are listening to change event or done rendering event and doing a lot of work in those handlers, then you might hit performance issues. Note, there are many other system events, and we will cover more events in the future posts.